The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need a hot coffee chug this morning.
Yeah, I need some hot coffee. I don't have any hot coffee. I can't chug anything.
Graham?
I haven't gone
Where's
yet.
Coffee?
Nice.
I forgot.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get things started with the first talkback of the day.
What's up, JV crew? And tell Angelina I said hi. Oh. And then one last thing. Yeah, yeet.
Mouth-watering salsas.
I'm confused.
Angelina says, what's up? Okay. All right. We'll tell Angelina said hi.
We will pass
and
along
yeah,
that yeet. Message. Yup. Second talkback of the day.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Morning, JV Show. I just wanted to try my luck, see if I want to be the first talkback of the morning. I doubt it's like 5:30, but anyway. Still wanted to say, you know, hope everyone has a happy Monday. Got plenty of rest. Made good memories. And just want to send good vibes because we need that in this time right now. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Big hugs. And play some good music.
Big hugs.
We try, but let's all gather in for one hug. Everybody gather in.
Yeah, big hug. Oh, squeeze in there.
Who's breathing on me? Stop. Close your mouth.
Who didn't put their deodorant on?
I put on deodorant.
I put on extra deodorant, actually.
Oh. A trip? Like how many? How many swipes do you think you put on in the morning?
Maybe like four. Like
that's too many.
Four?
Zoom.
I think I do three.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
That's too much.
Wait,
up and down and move on.
Or you kind of do a swirl sometimes. Sometimes it's not like a full on.
Mine's like three. Like
you're swirling the stick.
Sometimes, yeah. Are you not? You just
up and back. Okay. Up and back.
That's not enough. I feel like that's not enough.
That's
enough.
Plenty.
Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys, it was a good weekend. It was a busy weekend on Saturday night, which was kind of cool. We went to Napa's Light Up Art Festival. This thing runs for a couple weeks. It kicked off, I think, last weekend.
Can you explain what it is? You talked about this last week.
So you just, all over downtown Napa, they have artists put up these big light up art installations. Some of them are huge. Some of them are big. And then some of them are like big projections on sides of buildings, and it's like these crazy art shows. One's on the side of a church down there, and just the outline of the church exactly is just this crazy light show. Anyways, so you just kind of walk around and look at all the different stuff. It's a very Instagrammable moment. All the things that you could be taking a picture in front of or whatever.
Okay, I'm here for it.
So it kind of scratches that itch of today's. I feel like that's a big requirement in today's world. If you want to have an event, thing better look good on the gram. Mm-hmm. This looks great on the gram. And so you cruise around and do that. But the one thing that, you know, the kids love it. And it is some of the art stuff's really, really cool to see. But the one thing, you guys, it started raining. Our very own weather person here said something about maybe there was a chance of rain Saturday. She didn't say anything about Saturday night rain. Selena, do you remember hearing anything about that?
No.
I was totally unprepared for that. Didn't have an umbrella, nothing.
It's because that was my Friday report. So if I would have been here on Saturday, then my
report
would have been more accurate.
But your Friday report is supposed to be for the whole weekend.
Yeah, that's the weekend one.
So I mentioned, you know, the sprinkles. The sprinkles brought
rain.
Some friends.
It was
and
rain.
It turned into rain that night.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I could have sworn I asked you, like, hey, specific parts of the Bay, where will it rain? What can we expect? And
right.
You didn't say Napa.
You're right. I didn't.
Nope. Napa got no mention there.
No, none.
I apologize, Graham.
Anyway, if you do want to see that Napa Light Up Art Festival, I think it runs till mid-February, but the big projector part, I think, ended last night, which was a really cool, really cool part of it. So next year, it's a good one.
Maybe the rain was part of the art installations.
No.
Maybe it didn't rain anywhere else.
Nope, okay. That's not a thing. No, but thank you, though.
Okay.
For the heads up.
Glad you had fun.
Yeah, and then the rest of the weekend, you guys, I believe this will be my photo from home. I haven't, put my official submission in yet.
Okay.
But I spent Friday and Saturday, but it felt like, I think it was the entire weekend. My wife wanted this table made for our entryway.
Oh, I saw that.
Of the new house. Now, I had saved it when we tore down this old house before we built the house that we just moved into. I saved this huge ridge beam from the house, and it's been sitting outside now for a couple of years, and so it's gotten a little weathered, but I had saved this beam. I was like, I'm going to make something out of this one day, and I remember my wife had shown me this picture of this table that she liked, and it was like crazy expensive, and I was like, I can make that same table out of that beam. And So finally I was like, you know what? I should probably do that so we can sort of finish out the entryway to the house. And so I built this entry table and I still had a bunch of the beam left over after I was done. And then my wife said, well, you know, we could use a bench on the other side of the entry where you put your shoes on. And so then I spent yesterday building a matching
bench. It looks so good. I can't believe you made this.
Thank you.
You should make them and sell them. You'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people in my DMs, you know, because I posted this on my Instagram story. A lot of people said that, but I'm not in the furniture making business. And also, I just have this one big beam. I don't know.
Where do you get more beams from? Who knows?
You can. I mean, you can buy them. They're expensive. That's the problem. This was an incredibly cheap project for me because I got the beam for free. But if you had to buy the thing, the beam would be expensive. Oh. It's a big piece of wood.
Well, send that picture over so we can post it.
All right, I'll send it in.
Send it in.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I just want everyone to know, today is the first day that the IRS will start accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns. So get your W-2s together, get your 1099s, and get your bag, queen. Woo! Get your bag.
It doesn't always
work.
King. Yeah, it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes the IRS takes your bag.
Or that. Either way, today's the first day you can start doing that.
All right, the stage is set for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what? You suck.
The Eagles totally pounded the Commanders yesterday in the NFC Championship game, 55-23, and the Chiefs got the officials' help as usual as they eked out a 32-29 win over the Bills in the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs faced the Eagles in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The Chiefs won that one. If they beat them again in this Super Bowl, they'll become the first team in NFL history to win three in a row.
Yes. Oh, Max!
It's a cold morning, so layer up before leaving the house. Temperatures will get a little more comfortable in the afternoon with daytime highs in the low 60s. Also, there is a freeze warning and frost advisory in effect through 9 a.m. for areas of the Santa Clara County and Southern East Bay Hills.
Freeze and frost. Watch out, everybody. Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Plan your moves together. You and your partner can create something wonderful. Determine who does what and get busy.
Ooh, get busy. I like
what
that.
Are they creating?
I don't think they mean it like that. But then it does say, savor a delightful dance.
Savor that dance.
Maybe that does mean get busy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you want to talk about here?
I want to talk about the only person in the world right now that's got a functioning pig organ in them, and they just passed a major milestone on Saturday this past weekend, you guys, because they've become the longest living recipient of a pig organ transplant, and that, which is now... we're on, I guess, today would be... Saturday was 61 days, so 63 days today for this woman. And they say she is thriving. Wow. Thriving with her pig kidney. Now, she has kind of an interesting story because she had originally donated one of her own kidneys to her mom. And then she went through some health complications of her own, which caused her one remaining kidney to start failing.
Oh,
and she had to go on dialysis and all this other stuff. And so she became a good, you know, option to receive an experimental gene-edited pig kidney. And you guys, so far, it's working. She's out living life, walking around. Her doctor says if she buzzed by you on the street, you'd have no idea. She's got a pig kidney inside of her.
Really?
She is thriving.
Except you hear her and she's like...
there's maybe an element of that.
Wait.
Or like at dinner time, you know, they put the food out.
And put it in your mouth and it'd be like...
She's half pig now.
Yeah. Just like chomping, not using a fork and knife.
If this is you, don't you just want your actual kidney back? Like, sorry, mom, give me my kidney back. No. I need it now.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. There's no take backs. Yeah. That's the rule of organ donation.
That's not fair.
Yeah, no take backs. Anyway, I did think about that. Imagine you did such a selfless thing. You gave away one of your organs and then, you know, suddenly, hey, I need that back.
Yeah.
Now I've got a pig one inside of me. And like Jess said, now you sound like this all the time. Exactly. That would be.
I just couldn't do an experimental like procedure like that.
No.
But again,
not one of the first ones. I'm sorry, but everyone else who's received some type of animal organ.
Well, there's not many people.
There's been a couple.
There's been very few, yeah.
And they didn't make it.
Yeah.
I'm not signing up for this.
That is true. Only four other Americans have received experimental transplants of gene-edited pig organs, two hearts and two kidneys. None of them lived more than 2 months. So this was a big deal that she's passed the... This weekend, she passed the two-month mark. And
sorry, Mom. I'm going to need my
hopefully
kidney
Hopefully,
she...
continues to thrive.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, here comes Jess running back from the restroom again.
Just in time. Just in
we
time.
Need to put that rumor to rest. That's not true.
Or build a bathroom that's closer.
The JV Show. I feel bad. I asked Jess to run to the next studio and grab some audio for me for today's
And then here I am being set up.
I know. And then I said she was in the bathroom. I'm sorry, Jess.
That's how rumors get started.
Anyways, happy Monday. Thank you for hanging out with us. So Spirit Airlines has a new and updated dress code policy.
Yeah, if you're hopping on a Spirit Airlines flight sometime soon, first of all, I question your decision making, but second of
all, don't you value your life? Come on.
What are you doing? Didn't they go bankrupt? Didn't Spirit announce bankruptcy?
I thought so.
What are they doing still flying? They have
no
business still flying. But make sure you are dressed appropriately because they did just release their brand new dress code. They are taking the ratchetry out of their ratchet airline as passengers will be prohibited now from wearing see-through clothing that exposes the breasts, the buttocks, or other private parts. The policy also prohibits passengers from showing any offensive tattoos. So if you have offensive tattoos, cover them up as well as your breasts, buttocks, and other private parts. No see-through clothing there. And those that are in violation of the new policy can be denied boarding or removed from flights. Bare feet are also no longer permitted.
Ew, I'm okay with that one.
And to quote one of our favorite listeners, Andy Luna, whoa, whoa, whoa. So you mean to tell me that prior to this, bare feet were allowed? You could have bare feet and stroll onto a Spirit Airlines flight? I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that.
I'm
but
not surprised.
Bare feet were allowed?
Or do they mean those people that will like kick off their like flip-flops once they sit down?
I wouldn't
Either
be surprised,
Either way, it
should
though. Be banned.
Yeah.
It should be banned.
Oh.
Bare feet were allowed on a flight?
That's
People were just
disgusting.
Strolling in their see-through clothes with no shoes on.
I believe it, though, especially on Spirit.
I guess that tracks.
This is so disgusting.
It is Spirit Airlines. Didn't you guys go bankrupt? What are you still doing up
in
the sky?
Well, they have to make money somehow.
I feel like every airline should have a no bare feet policy.
I thought they all did since, like, I don't know, 1930.
But there are people who will just kick off, you know, whatever they're wearing on a flight, and they're just barefooted.
Yeah, but you're one of those people.
That's I have true. Socks on.
What's the difference?
The socks?
Socks are just a sweat socks? Sponge. I don't know that
Selena's
makes it
not,
any better.
Selena's not like walking down up and down the aisle with.
Well, I'm saying neither are those people, but I've definitely seen people sitting barefooted.
With bare feet.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, there are people that just like live the lifestyle of not wearing shoes anywhere. So.
I know. That's what I feel like we're targeting here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says you might be prevented from boarding, which means that you're strolling up to your flight with no shoes on.
I'm sorry.
Which, again, I thought was a thing since air travel was invented.
But, I mean, come on, Spirit. Like, really, with the quality that you offer us, you're really going to be looking at our dress code? Like, at our outfits?
Yeah, if you're charging me extra just to get an armrest on my seat or whatever, like, come on. I spent that money that I could have spent on socks. I had to spend it to get an armrest and a bottle of water on your flight.
Yeah. So
Southwest would never.
I don't know.
Didn't they go bankrupt, though? Why are they still flying?
That's a good question.
Wait, is Spirit also the same as Frontier?
I think they tried to buddy up and merge and it didn't work out.
They're just
or something.
As bad.
Okay, because I have a Frontier flight in March.
Why?
Are you... That's the same... Didn't Frontier go bankrupt also?
Did they really?
Yes.
Okay, well...
Why would you book that? Where are you going?
It was cheaper.
Of course it was cheaper.
I'm going on a weekend trip to Vegas in March.
I guess the Vegas flight...
Hope you get there.
Yeah,
not
right?
Not that bad. It's a really short flight.
Easier.
It's a gamble. See what I did there?
Good one, Graham.
It's a flight on Frontier.
That was your best joke of 2025.
Oh, Frontier Spirit.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need need to know what's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So J-Lo is house hunting. Apparently, she recently went and she toured a $20 million off-market mansion in Brentwood, according to sources. Now, there's a couple things that we need to talk about. One, this mansion is in the same neighborhood where Ben Affleck bought his new house after they broke up. So he went and bought a new house, moving away from J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And now she's trying to move into the neighborhood.
Like, dude, get out of here, bro. Yeah. There's plenty of other nice parts of this.
Thank you.
Well, I guess a lot of it burned down. So there's fewer nice parts.
That's the other thing. She really likes this house, but she has serious concerns about the air quality around it because the Brentwood, or at least this neighborhood, was like right next to areas that burned down in the Palisades fire. So she's like, I don't really know about the air quality and the location.
What do you mean the air quality? Good rains and the smoke is gone. Well, it doesn't rain there either. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also if like the fires and that happening is a concern for you, why are you moving there?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I think people will begin to reevaluate after seeing these fires where they choose to live.
Right.
If you're on a steep hillside surrounded by 100-year-old oak trees, you might...
Maybe reconsider.
Might not be the best idea.
But maybe she's like, house burning down or moving closer to Ben Affleck. I'll take my chances and live next door to Ben.
She wants to do that. Yeah.
Little stage vibe clinger over there. Bad Bunny was recently a guest on Hot Ones, and he did not make it through. He had to tap out. Here's a clip of him.
So how's it work? Okay, because now I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And I don't like it because I'm worried about my colon. But I'm worried. I think I will be at the bathroom the whole trip from here to Puerto Rico.
He was like really concerned about his intestines. Like he didn't want to ruin his insides doing this. If you don't know, Hot Ones is the interview where celebrities will eat really, really hot wings while answering questions.
A lot of them make it through, so I'm surprised he...
Yeah, I read only 10 people have ever not completed the Hot Ones challenge. Now Bad Bunny is being added to that list.
Ooh. So he didn't even make it... He made it partway in?
He made it partway in, but then
he was worried about his colon.
Then it was... Yeah, it was too hot.
My whole face.
Yeah.
This is spicy right now. It's just hot.
That, you know what? And that means we've pushed it to the limit, and we don't need to go crazier, okay?
Okay, thank you for that.
All right?
He's done.
I mean, don't you just embrace it at that point and just,
At that point, I wouldn't want to be embarrassed in front of everyone, knowing only 10 other people or something around there have quit.
Especially,
It's like if Ariana Grande can make it through, I have to make it through.
She made it.
Well, I think. I know she recently did it.
You fight it. You go the entire way. I don't care if your face is just dripping buckets of sweat and you look like an absolute mess. You power through.
Right. But then what sucks is you still have to keep answering questions. So I can't, like, once I'm in that stage of having something super spicy, I don't want to talk to anyone. Like, don't even look at me because I'm dealing with something internally right now.
That is true. There's those times where you eat something that's way too hot and it is miserable.
You're like,
when will this go away? I just want this feeling to end. And you let everybody around you at the restaurant know that you're...
Sighing, pacing around.
It's a lot of that kind of sounds, and nobody wants to be around you.
All right. No. Grammy, what do you have?
Coke fans rejoice!
Woo!
Not that kind of Coke.
Coca-Cola,
because Costco just announced that they are getting rid of Pepsi and Pepsi products in their food court, and they're switching them back to Coke. Woo! They made the switch to Pepsi back in 2013, and us Costco shoppers, we've been disappointed ever since. That $1.50 hot dog just tastes a lot better with a Coke rather than a Pepsi. Those Coke fountain drinks expected to make a comeback at your local Costco. Shout out to the Napa Costco. That's mine. I got one now. I finally have a local one starting this summer. They did not weigh in and say if that's going to change the $1.50 hot dog soda combination price, but they have reiterated several times in the past that price is going to stay what it is. That's the one thing that has not skyrocketed in price in the entire United States, the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Okay,
I
love that.
I defy you to find a better deal than that.
And Graham, I'm glad you're Team Coke and not Team Pepsi.
What do I look like, a guy that would drink Pepsi?
Hey, there's people out there that you're offending right now.
But the Team Pepsi Coke all the community? Way.
Yeah.
Who?
Who?
Like, name one. Yeah. Name one person.
Come forward and show yourself.
My boyfriend.
What?
Whoa.
I don't know. I don't know.
Psychopath
when I
behavior.
When I found out, I was like, oh no, is this gonna work?
My dad,
but you gladly accepted his preference of football
teams. Because then that means, oh, true.
Yeah, like, so why haven't you accepted his soda? Why haven't you accepted his soda team?
He's a unique one, but you know.
His soda team.
You gotta love it.
My dad was Team Pepsi for like my entire childhood. We were a big Team Pepsi household.
Really?
Me too.
And then finally you try to Coca-Cola and you're like, this is
like,
way
what
better.
Was I doing?
This is way better.
All right, well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We were just talking about Bad Bunny quitting Hot Ones last week.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bino from Benicia. And yeah, you're right. As far as Hot Ones go, Ariana Grande, she did it recently and she took it like a champ. Like, she wasn't even fazed. Even the host was shocked. I know Halle Berry did a really good job. Charlize Theron, they both act like they weren't even fazed. But yeah, Ariana Grande, she's probably the best I've seen to do the show. Anyways, love you guys.
Hey, thank you for that. See, how are you going to let Ariana Grande, like, out hot one you?
Do you think her, like, team goes to them ahead of time, though? Like, look, you're going to make these not very spicy because we don't need our girl sweating up there. But you're going to pretend like they're the hottest ones, and that's the only way she's going to do the show.
You think
so?
Hey,
it's possible.
Selena, you know the list of, we've seen the list of celebrity demands when they come to places. And it wouldn't surprise me if they said, look, we don't want our client here looking like a sweaty train wreck.
The other thing.
So dial back the heat.
All the names he listed, Ariana, Halle, Charlize, they're actors as well. Maybe they are on fire and they act really well like it's not.
Except, but you can't help it. I love spicy food. I love really spicy stuff. But every now and again, you get something and your face, the water faucet turns on your face and you just start dripping. It just gets totally drenched. There's nothing you can do. You can't act your way out of that.
I guess.
Unless she's a robot. Maybe Ariana Grande is a robot. And that's very likely.
I believe.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. All right. Here is today's clip. Listen up. When I was 18, I lost my... It wasn't some life-changing thing like everyone said it would be.
Must not have been very good. All right, think about what that bleeped out. That's a good one, Selena. I like that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave that guess on the talkback mic, like Selena said. You have to be the very first correct answer of the morning to win a JV Show chug mug, and your answer needs to be PG.
Yes.
This is a family show. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you win this chug mug. Now, this is What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you have a guess, you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. When I was 18, I lost my... It wasn't some life-changing thing like everyone said it would be. Not at all.
Not even close.
Interesting. Let's
was
go
it
to your guess.
Over guesses. Too quick?
Yeah, I guess it did happen pretty fast.
Oh, interesting.
Hey, but you don't know what that bleeped out
right,
word is.
Right,
this is
right.
A family show, you right. Sickos.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday. It's Amanda and Adeline from Napa. And we think that the bleeped out word is ID. Okay, bye.
That's a good guess.
That's a very good
That's
guess.
That's an excellent guess, but not the right.
Nope.
Not the right word. Dang it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Adam, Jolice, and Adani. And we think the bleeped out word is wisdom teeth.
Wisdom teeth.
Now, that's far and away the most popular guess this morning.
Really?
Everybody's guessing wisdom teeth this morning. Selena, you still got your wisdom teeth?
No.
Get them pulled, though, right?
Yes.
Jess, you got wisdom teeth?
Yep, all four at once. Got them pulled.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you, Graham?
Same. I think I got all four pulled. I remember getting some of them pulled, and I just remember they put you under, right?
Yeah.
And when I woke up, my zipper was slightly undone.
No.
And the IV was in the other arm. I'm not joking.
No.
Illegal litigation still pending.
I think you're joking.
I'm not
I
joking.
I hope you're joking.
My shirt was, I'm telling you, something was askew.
Stop. Oh my God, I'm like concerned.
Why
would you bring that up right? These are pretty serious allegations.
I'm telling you, Mom, giving you my truth.
You're right.
Yeah.
Should we continue the
game? Yes, please.
Okay.
Good morning. My guess for the bleeped out word is... wallet. This is Andrea in Albany.
Lost my wallet. Oh, no, not this time. All right, continue to get those guesses in. What is that bleeped out word? Leave Leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is in the restroom. She should be back any second now. Oh, there's Jess.
How was the restroom?
Taking a paper. You gotta work around your timing. Come on. Not that far.
Anyways, thank you for hanging out with the JV Show. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this chug mug if, and there's a big if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. When I was 18, I lost my... It wasn't some life-changing thing like everyone said it would be. So what is that bleeped out word? Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hi, my name is Amira and I'm from Concord and I think the bleeped out word is foam.
Phone.
Phone.
Okay, that's losing your phone is a popular guess.
Have you guys ever lost a phone before?
Yes.
No, I don't think I have.
I don't have. I haven't either.
Ever?
No.
I've been close to it, but not.
It's only happened like once to me.
That would be life changing in today's world. Back when you were 18, Selena, because that was so long ago.
Right.
It would have been different.
It was like a couple years ago, actually.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Melissa. I'm from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word this morning is you. And also go downhill. You're an adult. Things get crazy. Okay. Thanks. Have a great morning.
Youth? You lost your youth. You probably lost yours a little bit before that, right?
Well, no, because I'm only 26 and a half. I think I'm still pretty youthful.
Oh.
At the moment. Okay. I think.
Wow, keep telling yourself that. Positive outlook.
It's good that you feel that way.
Thank you. And that's all that matters.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Ebony from Pittsburgh, and my guess for the bleeped out word is curfew.
Curfew.
Did you have a curfew, Selena?
Once I was actually let out of my house, yes.
Out of your cage?
Yes.
What time was your curfew?
Like 11-ish, I think. But I didn't really...
Because you didn't have any friends. You never pushed it till 11.
I was going to say, I was never really allowed to, like, do anything, so...
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. So I never really had a curfew just because I couldn't go anywhere, really.
Interesting. I feel like mine was always midnight, but it had to have been like prearranged. Like, I'm doing this thing, I'm hanging out with these people, I'll be back by midnight. It was never later than that, but it was kind of, I think it was a sliding scale.
Like Depending on what you're doing.
Right. That target move.
I get that.
Hi, this is Erica. Hey, we're at Nice. The bleep dot word is job. Have a great day.
Job.
Oh.
All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. When I was 18, I lost my job. It wasn't some life-changing thing like everyone said it would be. Oh. Lost my job. Yep.
Oh, I'd be so upset if I lost my job. What was the job? And
I was a hostess at Outback Steakhouse.
I love Outback.
Not picture that.
It only lasted 2 weeks.
Oh.
Then I lost resting, my job.
Was it the resting bee face and customers were a little put off by that?
No, it was shockingly being late too much.
That's the one. No, that should have been my first guess. Stupid me. What was I thinking? All right, let's give some shout-outs. Erica in Newark right there had the very first correct answer this morning, and she's got herself a brand-new JV Show chug mug. Well, she doesn't have it yet. She's going to get her mug when she checks her email, and then we'll coordinate it, and then we'll ship it, and then someone will put a stamp on it, and we'll try to send it there, and hopefully it doesn't get lost in the mail.
Then she'll eventually resell it.
Yeah, put it up on Facebook Marketplace. Nobody will buy it, and then you're like, maybe I'll drink out of this thing, and then you've flat-out lost it. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Lori in Morgan Hill. What's up, Lori? What's up? And Kimberly in San Jose also had the correct answer. Did anyone else at the last minute squeak someone?
Someone just squeaked it in, and it was Owen and Jessica from Gilroy.
What's up, Owen and Jessica? What's up? Nice job today. Also, one honorable mention talkback, Nicole from Boise, Idaho, said it was her very first time leaving a talkback, so I want to shout her out. I mostly want to shout her out because I checked the ratings this morning, you guys.
Yes.
JV Show, number one in Boise, Idaho.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Everyone who played but didn't win, well, thank you for playing, but no worries. You have another shot tomorrow morning, 7:05. You're on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, Wild? This is Joshua from Burlingame. I just wanted to thank you guys for being on the air and giving me something funny to listen to every single morning. I've been a fan of you guys since the doghouse days. And by the way, this is my first talkback, so did I hear it right?
Yes!
Yes, you must definitely definitely did it right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for joining in. Yeah, if you don't already have the iHeartRadio app, what are you doing? If you haven't noticed, that is the best way to interact and engage with the show.
Yeah,
we love hearing from everybody. We want to hear your comments about everything we talk about, even if you totally disagree with us. I love playing those ones when people disagree with Selena and Jess. That's my favorite.
Especially when you disagree with Graham. Those are my favorite.
I live for that. I usually don't play those ones. But yes, please get on the talk. Get on the talk back if you want to engage with the show. Yes. It's the best way. And so welcome in.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is Bedelin.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Bedelin.
I think I tried my best. Okay. Well, welcome.
That's okay.
Welcome to the JV show. Did you have a good weekend?
I sure did. How about you guys?
Our weekend
excellent.
Was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for asking. We're going to try to get you these Katy Perry tickets, but you have to win the JV Show Yip Nope game, okay? Really quick, okay. Some info on Katy Perry. She just announced the show.
Yep.
Chase Center. Mm-hmm. Tickets are not on sale yet, but we got them for you if you can answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions. Here's question number one. Question number one. What legendary filmmaker directed the movie Jurassic Park?
Spielberg.
Yep, Steven Spielberg. Good job.
Good old Steven Spielberg. Mm-hmm. All right, question number two. During the Cold War, the Bay of Pigs was a failed U.S.-backed attempt at overthrowing the government of what country? The Bay of Pigs.
The Bay of Pigs.
Any guesses?
Cuba?
Yep. Wow.
Let someone say Cuba after they Googled it.
We'll take it.
No, I got my son with me. His name is JC, so he's helping me.
Nice job, JC, on the Google. Just kidding, buddy. Just kidding.
Question number three. What pop star's Super Bowl halftime show caused a costumed dancing shark to go viral?
Oh.
No looking at
it.
Dancing shark.
No.
He was.
Who was it? I'm not a football fan.
Take a guess.
Katy Perry?
Yep.
That's the only one I saw.
That was Katy Perry with Left Shark. And we just happened to be giving away Katy Perry tickets.
Right.
And with that correct answer, you just won those Katy Perry tickets. We only have one question left to go, but you don't need this one. You've already won. Question number four. How old do you have to be to run for president of the United States?
Oh, 30? Oh.
Nope.
I heard 40 and I heard 30, both incorrect. 35 is the correct answer there. But like I said, you didn't need that one.
You won!
Now you get to see Katy Perry live at Chase Center for her show July 18th. And a quick reminder, tickets for this go on sale Friday, 10 a.m.
Nice, but who cares because you got them.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy them. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Hang on for those tickets. Grammy, just you and I here.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think there is any Googling going on?
You know, it seemed like there could have been, but you know.
But if there was,
we got to give people the benefit of the doubt. They sound like smart people.
They would have got the last question right, too, if they were cheating, right?
Yeah, but once the.
Unless they're trying to throw us off.
You take your foot off the gas once you've already won, right?
True.
I'm kidding. They aced it. They got it.
By the way, Katy Perry tickets all week. 7:35 inside the JV Show. You have Nope game. Graham, we have some shout outs.
We just one singular mom in my DMs. Just mom in my DMs. Mom in my DMs. Says, hey, Graham, can you wish my son Nolan a happy 11th birthday? We listen in the mornings on the way to school. I just want him to know that we love him and think he's a pretty amazing kid. You think he's pretty amazing, Selena?
Of course.
Or do you think it's just the parents hyping him up?
He's amazing.
Okay, he's actually. Yes. Amazing. Love mom, dad, Riley, Alora, Logan, and Yondu. Again, thanks. That was from mom. So happy birthday,
happy
Nolan.
Birthday.
Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, JV Show. This is Bianca at Daly City. I'm on the freeway. There's a car on fire on the freeway. Southbound 101. Past Grand before South Airport Boulevard. I know I'm not in charge of traffic, but man, There's black smoke. Love you guys. What a way to start our morning.
Oh, no.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Ooh, thank you for that update.
She's coming for your job, Selena.
Oh,
did
no.
you hear that? North, not, no, actual southbound 101 between somewhere, Grand Airport. Car
that,
fire.
That must have just happened because that was not in my traffic report.
I appreciate the live update.
Yes,
reporting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's up, JV Show? It's Ryder. I'm on the way to school, and I love listening to your guys' radio. It's so much fun. Have a good morning, guys.
Ryder!
Appreciate
thank you.
What's
so
up,
much.
Ryder? What's up? Have a great day at school.
Yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' text messages will be subpoenaed in court. Now this is interesting because when Blake Lively put out messages between Justin Baldoni and his PR team trying to prove that he had manufactured a smear campaign against her, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he later proved that she'd only... she'd only put out pieces of conversations to try to manipulate the narrative and try to control things. And he was like, here's the entire conversation. And he was like debunking everything that she was saying, basically.
Right.
Well, isn't it kind of interesting how she failed to show any of her conversations, any of her text messages? Mm-hmm. That's about to change, according to legal sources. Not only are Blake and Ryan going to have to sit for a deposition soon, but they're going to be required to hand over any texts and emails having anything to do with Justin and the production of It Ends With Us. And these are going to be private text messages between each other. So, you know, it's going to be all the good stuff that
this
we want to know.
Juicy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it all the good stuff? Because when you go into something like this and a deposition, they are going to seize. But wouldn't they have deleted all the stuff? They've got plenty of forewarning.
Can't they check the deleted?
I guess that's my question. Are you going to get like some FBI phone pathologist that comes in there and knows what stuff has been manipulated and what hasn't? Because I don't know that they do that or have the ability to do that.
I feel like
and
once,
if so, aren't you getting an edited version?
I feel like once it is ordered like by a judge... Like the other side, they can easily go to their phone company or whatever and be like, hey, we need all the records. We need everything.
Yeah, because
that's what they do.
I'm pretty sure in certain documentaries.
In a criminal case, somebody's been murdered, something, and they need to get evidence from your phone. Yeah, they can order the FBI to crack it and unlock it.
I feel like once it's signed off by a judge or anything, they're able to do that. If it's being subpoenaed, like that's what they need.
If somebody knows this, I would love to hear the answer because I just don't think it's that simple.
I hope they can.
I hope they can too because I want to read the full transcript. But I kind of think the transcript's gonna get a quick edit.
I don't need your rating on this parade, Graham. Okay.
Well, I just want to know if you're a lawyer or a judge out there listening to the show. No, you're too smart to listen to our show. But maybe if you're like know someone that's a lawyer or judge, I'd love to hear the explanation.
Meanwhile, there are reports that Ryan Reynolds is in complete damage control mode over this entire thing because apparently he has like a bunch of projects in the works that his production company is, busy producing a number of films and all that. And he doesn't want any of this legal drama to disrupt anything or even ruin his reputation, which he feels like it's on the way to do.
Yep.
And that's why he and Blake issued a gag order to Justin's attorney who he just fired back saying, look, you guys are bullies. I'm not going to be silenced. But they are trying everything to have all of this noise be quieted down because it's going to interfere with what they have
which
going on.
Which is crazy because they're the ones that brought this to light.
You
like, they're
started
the ones
it.
That started everything, yeah. But I guess they didn't think it was going to go this way.
I know, that's a good point. That's a good point. You have no idea when you first, start volleying some accusations, you have no idea that then suddenly you're going to get dragged into this.
Right.
And everyone's reading all your text messages and stuff's coming out that you don't want coming out.
I don't know. Is it just me? Now when I see Blake and Ryan, I kind of think like...
Mean girl vibes.
Like mean girl, just like bullies a little bit.
I get
because they are like the it couple in Hollywood. I just get that vibe from them.
And then, now we're peeling back the curtain and we're seeing that maybe it's a little, there's something a little there. But that was also kind of drummed up when we saw Blake Lively in some of those resurfaced interviews and she was being sort of mean girl, in particular that one where she's being mean girl to the interviewer.
So us thinking that, is that part of the alleged smear campaign that Blake is accusing Justin Baldoni of starting?
Because there's a bunch of interviews where she acts exactly the same with the Mean Girl vibes, and they're interviews from like years ago, 10 years ago, around there. So
what if that's just right. who she is?
I think so.
And we're just led to believe that they're like, oh my God, they're the cutest couple, and they like making funny jokes at each other's expense on social media, and oh, relationship goals. They're just total B words.
Have we seen Blake Lively with Taylor Swift since this whole drama started?
No.
Taylor's life.
Keeping her distance.
I ain't touching this one.
I would too. All right, Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, I hope you guys enjoy living in the Arctic, because I have an update on how long this cold weather is going to stick around. And you guys, it's not good. We're in store for at least 2 more weeks of, quote, bone-chilling temperatures here in the Bay Area. National Weather Service has a...
You couldn't wait to say that.
Freeze. Anytime I get to say bone, I'm excited. The National Weather Service has a freeze watch in effect from this morning through Thursday. Temperatures in some of the inland areas and valleys are going to plummet to as low as the mid-20s. Mid-20s.
Now, anyone, that.
Don't leave your cat or your dog outside in this. Mid-20s. That's going to be freezing. Technically, well below freezing.
Yeah.
The frigid weather expected again to persist through much of next week as well. It's a result of a high pressure system that's arriving from the north. Thanks a lot, North, for sending us your freezing cold weather. We're going to get that now. There is a chance of some rain on the horizon. No good forecaster can predict the weather more than 48 hours out. But more than 48 hours out right now, the models aren't in agreement, apparently. But there is an atmospheric river that might roll through in the middle of this starting Friday and lasting for a few days. So we're not certain if we're going to get that or not. But we're going to have freezing weather and then a bunch of rain and then some more freezing cold weather.
That's so just what we need.
Buckle up. Winter has come back. Spring was here like last week and it was pretty cool. And then now winter's back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Now, before we get to your dog Hambone, Graham, doing too well after the big move. I do want to let everybody know that next Sunday? Is that when the game is? Next Sunday, we are going to be at Dave & Buster's Milpitas at Great Mall. At Great Mall. For the official JV Show Big Game Watch Party. So we're going to do this. We got your chance to win your way in 8:30. We'll give away a couple of spots here on the JV Show. But we want to give out more tickets off the air. So here's what we're going to do. We've been talking about the iHeartRadio app, how it's new and improved. A lot of cool features. Graham, what's your favorite feature?
The presets, of course. You can put your favorite stations and your favorite podcasts, of which those shouldn't be plural. Sorry, favorite station, Wild 94.9,
favorite podcast.
JV Show. You can put that as a preset so you can, when you open the app, just boom.
So that's exactly what you got to do. Go on the app, have Wild as one preset, the JV Show podcast as another. Screenshot that to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. And then we're going to be picking winners every day to hang out with us to watch the big game next weekend
at Dave & Buster's. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And last time they hooked it up with food.
A crazy amount of food.
It's going to be a really fun time. But then another way to win, again, 8:30. So what's wrong with Hambone?
You guys, I'm getting worried about my dog Hambone. Now, if you don't know, I have a golden retriever. She's 10 years old. 10. She's getting up to be quite the old lady. And we've recently moved into this new house. And, man, she has just been moping around. She's got a case of the mopes. She's just really just moping around and seeming very depressed. And she's even acting out a little bit. And look, I get this. You know, it's a big change in her life. You know, we've moved and she's got to find a new spot that she likes to lay down and new routine and new place her water bowl is. And so, you know, everything's new, right?
Yep.
And it's a big change for everybody in our family. And she's even acted out a little bit. She came home the other day and she had chewed a hole in one of my wife's new rugs that she bought for our living room.
You
know, those rugs ain't cheap. There was a big hole in it. And now I have to figure out how to glue all the pieces back in there and vacuum it out and make it look like it's still intact. But okay, I get it. I'm willing to let that one slide.
Hambone.
I knew when I came home, she just slinked away. She knew she had done something wrong. And I was like, what is it? And I looked around and found that hole in the rug. But other than that, yeah, she's got a case of the mopes. So on Friday, I thought, look, it's a beautiful day. We've had some nice sunny weather for a long time now. And I'm going, this is great. I'm going to get her out and take her for a walk to explore the new neighborhood. And so she can like get outside and maybe that will cheer her up. Well, we're like 10 minutes into this walk, and we turned down this one road. Now, look, we kind of live in a little more of a rural area now where we built this house. And so it's like kind of a little country roads, beautiful day. I'm like, this is it. She's trotting along nice and happy. And then this dog out of nowhere comes up from behind us and attacks her.
Are you serious?
Legit. Like, the dog scared the crap out of both of us. It must have run out of somebody's yard or obviously wasn't closed in on any fence or whatever, and it ran out and attacked her. I had to reach in there and grab. Now, look, I thought I was going to lose my own arm. I had to reach in and pick her up, lift her away from this, because this dog's going nuts. And she's, of course, crying. She makes that squeal.
Oh, my God.
It just breaks your heart. And then she's looking at me like, what? You took me on this ambush, dude.
You set her up.
Like, you set me up to get ambushed here. I'm like,
she
dude,
trusted
I didn't,
you.
I didn't know that this dog came out of nowhere. It came
the
up
betrayal.
Behind us.
The betrayal. Not only did you move her into a new house that she hates because where's her bed and everything else
right.
that she loves? You take her for a walk to get attacked.
That was my cheer up day, and then she gets ambushed. Now look, I'm holding a 65-pound golden retriever up, and I'm trying to get her away, walking away. Meanwhile, I'm looking around like, can someone get their effing dog? I dropped a few expletives because there's nobody in sight. There's nobody around, and the dog won't leave us alone.
So what if the guy, like that owner, would have came out, but he's bigger than you? Like,
would
you have
fought
him?
It doesn't matter. That's my kid. I'm in full, like, parent protection mode right there. You would do anything at that point. Mm-hmm. I was pissed beyond.
Oh, my God.
And nobody comes out. Nobody.
So
I don't know which house it's from.
Did you have to carry Hambone back home?
So then I carry her for a while. Now, look, this is the road that we're walking down is a dead-end road. But I know it goes on for a while. So let's keep going because I don't want to go back in front of the house that I think this dog came out of. But the dog is, like, stalking us. So I put her down. We're walking, and she keeps looking back like, Dad, do you notice that dog is following us?
Oh, my
yes,
God.
I noticed that the dog is following us, and we have nowhere to go. We walk down the stairs. Luckily, the road goes for, like, a mile or two. The dog followed us for, like, a mile.
Are you serious?
Just, like, waiting back. It just waited back. It was maybe, 50 yards behind us or whatever. But it kept following us the entire way, and I was like, how am I now going to get this dog home without her getting ambushed again? And so we went all
I would have called an Uber.
I thought about it.
Look, seriously.
I thought, that's not a bad idea. I was going through all this there, like, what do I do? But there's
I was
no...
going to say call the cops, but yeah.
Call the cops.
An Uber sounds better.
There was no way to get back. So finally that dog turns around and head back, and we lost it, And so then we went down to where the road dead end, and I just waited. We just waited there a long time. Like, okay, maybe this dog will go home and not be there when we come back. And luckily, when we walked back, there was no sign of it. But man, Hambone was looking at me like, we need to hurry up. At the scene of the crime.
Oh my God, poor Hambone. Now she has trust issues.
The rest of the day, I'm telling you, she was looking at me like, bro, you set me up. Like, then she was mad at me the rest of the day. And then mopey and depressed again.
Is this where this photo, the saddest photo ever, comes in?
I think, this might have been the day after. Are you going to post that on JV Morning Show on Instagram?
Yeah, check it out. It is on our story right now, and it is the saddest thing. Warning, alert.
Oh, my God.
Saddest picture you've ever seen in your whole entire life.
Sad Hambone.
Oh,
sitting on my wife's street couch.
Is that the street couch?
Yeah, that she got from the... I still haven't steam cleaned it, but yeah, that was the one. I think that's probably the spot somebody died on it, so that's why she likes that spot.
Wait, no offense, Kate, if you're listening, but it looks like a street couch.
Oh.
That was the vibe, old lady vibes.
You nailed it.
Yeah. That's the...
But back to Hambone. Oh my God, those sad eyes.
The world's saddest. If you could look at that picture and not openly just weep and not cry, I defy you. JV Morning Show on Instagram. She's so sad.
Did she get like unlimited treats and new toys and everything?
I tried to cheer her up. I'm going to get her a new toy, I think, maybe today.
She just had a near-death experience. Treats, I don't even think we'll make up for that.
You should have heard the speech I had worked up in my head walking back, because we're going to pass the house again, and the dog wasn't there. But if the owner came out. See, I didn't want to bring her on. I would have gone down there. They had kind of a long driveway. I would have gone down their driveway, knocked on the door, but I wasn't about to bring my dog onto their property and have the attack go down again, nor would Hambone have budged if I tried to bring her there. But, man, I had a speech all worked up if that owner was out there in the yard or something. You better believe it. I was going to let him have
What's
it.
What's funny about that is this is going to haunt you the rest of your life, and, like, every once in a while for years to come, Graham, you're going to be reciting that speech over and over in your head while you're in the shower, on the toilet, before bed, trying to fall asleep. Do you guys ever do that? Like, go over arguments or hypothetical arguments?
Yeah, if this ever happens, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to say this. Yeah, but I bet you I'm going to see this person at some point, and I'm going to let them know. Your dog attacked mine. Also, nice to see you. How's everything going?
Yeah, I'm new to the neighborhood.
I'm your new neighbor. Your new neighbor. Also, your dog attacked mine. I have to fight you now.
Oh. All right. Jesus. If you want to see the world's saddest dog picture, JV morning show. Well, thank you for sharing, Graham. I hope Hambone cheers up a little bit.
Me
but maybe
too.
Maybe don't set her up next time.
Didn't. It was an ambush. Yeah.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Graham, buddy. I just saw Hambone's photo. Come on, man. What'd you do, buddy? That is sad, dude. SMH, bro. SMH.
It's the saddest picture I've ever seen.
It is. If you haven't seen it, JV Morning Show on Instagram, Hambone, the world's saddest dog. I don't think the move's taking a little toll on her. She's a little mopey, and then she was ambushed by a neighbor dog. And it's just, it spiraled out. It wasn't my fault. It was an ambush.
Yeah. All right.
Morning, doggos. This is N from San Jose. I don't want to say my name because I'm doing the honor system with you guys because I haven't told anybody else, but I was doing dry January. I broke it Friday afternoon. Sorry. Free mimosa while getting my nails done. Wow. All right. Love you guys. That's my last drink till the next few days. Love you guys. Have a good day.
A free mimosa during your pedicure is all it took for you to break dry January?
Look, now she has to do a shoey.
That's the, she does have to come in and take a shoey out of one of my boots. That's the, where your willpower is extended to. As soon as the alcohol becomes free, that's it for you. You're done. Wow. Ladies, this is a good time to go in on our own and honor system dry January check-in. I will be hooking you up to a lie detector. I have a friend that does that. I'm going to hooking you guys up at the end of this month to see if you can pass. But did anybody drink this weekend? Let's start with you, Selena.
I did not drink. I didn't do anything. I stayed home by myself with the kids, which I wasn't even like around alcohol like that. So,
but there's just like in your pantry, there's just like boxes of wine just sitting there, and you didn't even have the urge to
bottles
tap into
tequila,
them.
And nope, didn't even touch it. Did not touch it.
Good for you. Good for you. Although I did not just see a breathalyzer.
Well, because
normally,
you're right.
Selena posts a breathalyzer video just to verify what's happening.
I do that when I am going somewhere where there's going to be a ton of alcohol to prove to you I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything.
But there's a ton of alcohol at home.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay. And Jess,
I can happily say that I did not. I will say, though,
why did she look up and to the right and then down to the floor when she said that?
No.
Every time. She can't look us in the eye when she says, I made it through the weekend. And she's looking away without drinking. Something's up.
But you guys, I was so frustrated on Saturday because I knew that we were going to meet up with some friends to have dinner. And once my boyfriend told me the place that we were going to, I went on their Instagram.
Oh, they have the best drinks.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I was like, why would you guys pick this place? It's called La Mas Querida in San Jose, by the way. Great place. Loved it. But also the best place to probably have a drink. Because it seems like they have so much fun.
You have to order one.
I didn't, though. I made it through. I only ordered...
Right when she said that, Selena, did you see where she looked? I made it through.
I know.
And she looked down and to the left.
No, I got
Something's up. A
cold Coca-Cola, and that, you know, was refreshing.
I feel like we got to get the restaurant on the line.
No, it was all I needed. But I have... This is the downside to drinking, you guys.
See how flustered she's getting?
No, she just said the downside.
No, let
me just said the downside to drinking.
No, let me explain. Listen, I got one Coke, right? And my food. But tell me why. Obviously, we were a big group. It was a group of seven. So at the end, we just split it all evenly. But I'm like, wait, I didn't even drink. Everybody else got multiple drinks. And I ended up paying so much more.
Too bad.
For me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing this ever again. Although,
see, that's why I don't like the splitting the bill evenly thing.
I like
it's never in my favor.
You know the technique. I've told you this, guys, before. If you're going to go to a group dinner and you know the check's going to get split, order everything. You get that surf and turf. Yeah. Get the most expensive thing because it's only going to raise your bill by a handful of bucks.
But a lot of times that's not discussed. At least for me, it's not discussed how we're doing the bill until the bill comes.
You just know when you get to a group of that size that you're not going to hand seven credit cards. Your wait staff is going to look at you like, I ain't doing that. The max I'm splitting is three ways or whatever. You just know that it might. And if you're doing an itemized split on three and you have to explain to the server, only put $28.13 on this card. Now, this card over here, you're going to want to put $61 because they had two extra drinks. Now, this card over here, $39.42. You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So if you just know you're going to a very large thing, get that surf and turf, order everything. Order as much as you can.
One more thing, enough about Jess and I. Graham, did you go to the gym?
Not gone yet, but I have today is my final day. And my new gym shoes arrived on Friday.
So
I'm
going
to go to the gym with some sparkly new shoes.
We're
going
to do a check-in tomorrow morning. Here's the thing. If Graham does not go to the gym today because he's been saying he was going to go, he agreed that he will do a shoey.
I will.
Two shoeys. Today, one from each shoe.
Do two shoeys?
Yeah, I thought that's what the talkback said. One from Selena's shoe, one from my shoe.
Fine. I'll be going today, so I'm not even worried about it.
Okay.
Let me just ask just one final question.
Sure.
And I'm going to work on getting us a lie detector to come in. Because this honor system, we've seen her eyes dart around the room.
Yeah,
Something's not sitting right. Did you even try a sip of your, because you know your man got a delicious drink at this restaurant. Did you try a sip of his?
I did not because that would have disqualified me.
I'm just wondering.
And he did ask at some point, by the way. But I was like, I can't.
I feel like she's trying so hard to not like have her eyes dart around right now.
I know. That was the first time she looked me in the eyes when she said something.
I think this is the only time you look at my eyes because my eyes dart around all the time.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Graham, buddy, I just saw Hambone's photo. Come on, man. What'd you do, buddy? That is sad, dude. SMH, bro. SMH.
It's the saddest picture I've ever seen.
It is. If you haven't seen it, JV Morning Show on Instagram, Hambone, the world's saddest dog. I don't think the move's taking a little toll on her. She's a little mopey, and then she was ambushed by a neighbor dog. And it spiraled out. It wasn't my fault. It was an ambush.
Yeah. All right.
Morning, doghouse. This is N from San Jose. I don't want to say my name because I'm doing the honor system with you guys because I haven't told anybody else, but I was doing dry January. I broke it Friday afternoon. Sorry. Free mimosa while getting my nails done. Wow. All right. Love you guys. That's my last drink till the next few days. Love you guys. Have a good day.
A free mimosa during your pedicure is all it took for you to break dry January?
Look, now she has to do a shoey.
That's the, she does have to come in and take a shoey out of one of my boots. That's the, where your willpower is extended to. As soon as the alcohol becomes free, that's it for you. You're done. Wow. Ladies, this is a good time to go in on our own and honor system dry January check-in. I will be hooking you up to a lie detector. I have a friend that does that. I'm going to hooking you guys up at the end of this month to see if you can pass. But did anybody drink this weekend? Let's start with you, Selena.
I did not drink. I didn't do anything. I stayed home by myself with the kids, which I wasn't even like around alcohol like that. So,
but there's just like in your pantry, there's just like boxes of wine just sitting there, and you didn't even have the urge
to
tap into them.
Bottles of tequila, didn't even touch it. Did not touch it.
Good for you. Although I did not just see a breathalyzer.
Well, because
normally,
I know you're right.
Selena posts a breathalyzer video just to verify what's happening.
I do that when I am going somewhere where there's going to be a ton of alcohol to prove to you I didn't touch it. I didn't do anything.
But there's a ton of alcohol at home.
Yeah, exactly.
But still didn't touch it.
Okay.
And Jess,
I can happily say that I did not. I will say, though,
why did she look up and to the right and then down to the floor when she said that?
No.
Every time. She can't look us in the eye when she says, I made it through the weekend. And she's looking away without drinking. Something's up.
But you guys, I was so frustrated on Saturday because I knew that we were going to meet up with some friends to have dinner. And once my boyfriend told me the place that we were going to, I went on their Instagram.
Oh, they have the best drinks.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I was like, why would you guys pick this place? It is, it's called La Mas Querida in San Jose, by the way. Great place. Loved it. But also the best place to probably have a drink. Because it seems like they have so much fun.
You have to order one.
I didn't, though. I made it through. I only ordered...
Right when she said that, Selena, did you see where she looked? I made it through.
I know.
And she looked down and to the left.
No, I got
Something's up.
A cold Coca-Cola, and that, you know, was refreshing.
I
that
was
feel all
like
I
we
got
to get the restaurant on the line.
No, it was all I needed. But I have... This is the downside to drinking, you guys.
See how flustered she's getting?
No, she just said the downside.
No, let
she
me
just said
it.
The downside to drinking.
No,
which
let me explain. Listen, I got one Coke, right? And my food. But tell me why. Obviously, we were a big group. It was a group of seven. So at the end, we just split it all evenly. But I'm like, wait, I didn't even drink. Everybody else got multiple drinks. And I ended up paying so much more.
Too bad.
For me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing this ever again. Although,
see, that's why I don't like the splitting the bill evenly thing.
I like
it's never in my favor.
You know the technique. I've told you this, guys, before. If you're going to go to a group dinner and you know the check's going to get split, order everything. You get that surf and turf. Yeah. Get the most expensive thing because it's only going to raise your bill by a handful of bucks.
But a lot of times that's not discussed, at least for me, it's not discussed how we're doing the bill until the bill comes.
You just know when you get to a group of that size that you're not going to hand seven credit cards. Your wait staff is going to look at you like, I ain't doing that. The max I'm splitting is three ways or whatever. You just know that it might. And if you're doing an itemized split on three and you have to explain to the server, only put $28.13 on this card. Now, this card over here, you're going to want to put $61 because they had two extra drinks. Now, this card over here, $39.42. You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So if you just know you're going to a very large thing, get that surf and turf, order everything. order as much as you can.
One more thing, enough about Jess and I. Graham, did you go to the gym?
I haven't gone. I have not gone yet, but I have. Today is my final
day. Today is
your last day. And my new gym shoes arrived on Friday.
So
I'm
going
to go to the gym with some sparkly new shoes today.
We're going to do a check-in tomorrow morning. Here's the thing. If Graham does not go to the gym today because he's been saying he was going to go, he agreed that he will do a shoey.
I will.
Two shoeys. Today, one from each shoe.
I have to do two shoeys?
Yeah, I thought that's what the talkback said. One from Selena's shoe, one from my shoe.
Fine. I'll be going today, so I'm not even worried about it.
Okay.
Let me just ask just one final question.
Sure.
And I'm going to work on getting us a lie detector to come in. Because this honor system, we've seen her eyes dart around the room.
Yeah, something's
not sitting right. Did you even try a sip of your, because you know your man got a delicious drink at this restaurant. Did you try a sip of his?
I did not because that would have disqualified me.
I'm just wondering. Just a question.
I didn't. And he did ask at some point, by the way. But I was like, no, I can't.
I feel like she's trying so hard to not like have her eyes dart around right now.
I know. That was the first time she looked me in the eyes when she said something.
I think this is the only time you look at my eyes because my eyes dart around all the time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just how are our DMs looking?
Oh, they're blowing up, you guys.
People are sliding on in.
Blowing up.
With like sexy pictures, thirst traps, or like what's going on?
No, thankfully no. Please don't send those. I do not want to open a thirsty picture. But they're sending us screenshots of their presets on the free iHeartRadio app because, of course, we are giving away some tickets.
Yes, the JV Show Big Game Watch Party. We're going to be at Dave & Buster's Milpitas at Great Mall. Mm-hmm. Not this weekend, but next weekend for, obviously, the big game.
Yep.
And they always hook it up with, like, food and drinks. And we're going to be there hanging out. And we're going to play some games. But to enter, to be there to join us, you have to add Wild 94.9 and JV Show Podcast to your presets
on the iHeartRadio app.
Yep. Send us a screenshot. Mm-hmm. JV Morning Show, that's going to qualify you. Graham, you said that we should pick two winners a day?
I think we should.
I think that sounds good. Let's do it.
Love it.
So let's get those screenshots in.
Good morning, Graham. Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I'm not going to be mad. Graham, I told you, Jess has been drinking the whole January. She is a January drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, man. You know, you didn't believe me when she said, the other. Yeah, right. She's been drinking. It's okay, girl. You're not the only one. I've been drinking. And me? I've been drinking? Yeah, I've been drinking. Have a good day. Bye.
But he didn't say he was doing dry January. That's the difference.
He was
but
just being honest about it.
Not been drinking. I am a woman of my word. And I'm also the worst liar ever, so you would have known by now if I was drinking.
Well, that's why we're suspicious.
No, I really haven't. I've been sticking by it. Trust me, I am not taking any chances to drink out of Selena's.
You don't
want to
do a shoey out of my
shoe? I do not.
What?
I do not.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
I understand.
I do want to talk about this movement to cancel Netflix. Have you guys seen anything about this on social media?
No.
So I was on Instagram on Friday and I was reading some like random posts, comments. You know, you see interesting video, you always go to the comments and see what people are saying. At least I do that. And there was one person talking about how everyone is boycotting and canceling Netflix on February 3rd.
Oh, a specific date.
I don't know why that date, but that's what this person was saying. And this, of course, is because of them raising the prices yet again. Grammy told us about this last week.
Yeah.
They're raising the prices. Every single plan is going up.
A couple bucks.
I saw that even cancel Netflix, like searches for that have spiked worldwide. Whoa. After this news. So I don't know why February 3rd is the date that's being pushed, but supposedly there's this movement that, you know, if we all cancel on this day and we boycott and we really stick it to them, Netflix is going to see who's really running this, and that is us, the streamers.
But are
not
we?
Them. I don't know. So I wanted to ask you guys, are you here for this this movement? Would you guys do this? Would you actually cancel?
I mean, I could. Again, my household doesn't watch a ton of it. So I feel like, what am I paying for? We don't use the service enough. But I am switching from the whatever plan we're on to the ad plan because it's, you know,
a lot cheaper.
It's way cheaper, $7.99 yeah. compared to what will become $17.99 or whatever. I'm switching to that one. I don't care. You know, like whatever. Show me a couple ads. We've heard from our listeners that left talkbacks. So like, it's not that bad. They're pretty short. I'm switching to that one. Flat out cancel. I'm here for that too if you want to do that. But I'm going to go to the ad plan first.
I don't think I can cancel.
I definitely know I could not cancel because February 14th is when the new season of Love is Blind comes out.
Oh, see, that's good. Right. There's so many good things coming up.
I'm going to be here for that.
But to stay on the app.
And then if you do cancel and Netflix doesn't care, because why would they? They're still rich. At what point do you
get
Netflix again?
Cave and come back.
Yeah.
And then they're going to raise prices next year on you again.
Forever.
And the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. I think what was so frustrating, and this is what I ranted about last week, was that then they, on the heels of saying that they're going to raise the subscription prices, they post their quarterly revenue, and they exceeded expectations, and they made extra billions of dollars. It's like, make these things make sense. If you made record profit, keep your prices the same. When the profit starts to decline a little bit and you're not able to produce the content you want, okay, I get it. Maybe you have to raise prices a little bit, but don't preemptively raise prices
when
you're making more money than ever.
I think it is to cover all the content that they are making with these big names and these hundreds of millions of dollars deals.
I get that, but some of that is don't go out and sign those big deals that's going to put more butts in the seats watching. Your favorite sports team goes out and signs a big player to a big contract because they're banking on the fact in the future more people are going to come and watch the games and more people are going to buy the jerseys. That's how they recoup the money. I'm glad Netflix, go sign all these big name comedians, give them their specials, but then bank on new people coming to watch, and there's your there's your bump in revenue to pay for that. I don't know. To me, it didn't smell right when they made record profit and are also raising prices, huh?
Mm-mm. They just know the hold that they have on us, so they know that we're not going to cancel even if they raise the prices.
And it's one of those things, and it's a big problem for the American consumer. Once something's on a subscription, it's like it doesn't even. It's like it's. Is that girl math? The money's not, the money doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not coming out of my pocket. It's just on subscriptions. It's not heavy. When you add up all the subscriptions you got, whoa, it's a lot of money going out the door.
That's why you just avoid actually adding them up.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, I did the same thing you did and moved to the ad plan begrudgingly because that's actually what they want us to do. That's where they're making all their money. It's not the additional $2 to everybody. They're raising the prices to force us to switch to the ad plan. And I hate it, but I did it anyway. Have a good day.
Hey, that's a good point.
Look,
that's what they want.
I never even really thought about that. What a great talk back. Because yes, when they do drive you to the ad supported plan, then they get to charge more for advertising because that quantifiable number goes up and they go, yes. Hey, advertisers, this is how many people will watch our ads. And then their rate gets to go up. So they generate more income there. But let's not smirk at the what adding $2 to every single customer does, because how many subscribers does Netflix have globally?
Like 20 billion.
I don't know, but I'm looking it up right now, and let's see. Because they have, Netflix has over 300 million paid subscribers worldwide. So if you add $2 to each of them, how much, just get out your calculator, how much added revenue are they gaining each month?
6 million.
Are you being serious right now?
I don't know. What did you say?
They have 300 million global subscribers. Everybody's paying $2 more a month. How much extra revenue are they generating every single month?
300 million and everybody's paying two extra dollars. So they're getting 60 million?
Oh my God. Are you being serious right now?
Wait, 600 million.
Is she being serious right now? Selena, I quit the show. I'm going to quit the show. Did that just take you three tries to figure out what 300 times two is? 300 times two?
No, yeah, I quit. I quit the show. Graham, come back.
But think about that. An extra $600 million a month.
That's a lot.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
So you know what? I'm going to not give in to what Netflix wants us to do, and I am going to stick with my plan and just pay more every time.
No, you pay the...
That'll show them.
No, go to the ad plan.
Oh, no, we didn't want to do that. They make more from ad revenue. True.
It's a lose-lose. Don't you see this, people? We're losing either way. You know what? They're bending us over and screwing us.
I'm just going to move to the premium then.
No!
We should just get the most expensive one.
$24.
That'll show them.
I quit.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know.
6 million. An extra 6 million in profit. A month.
And the most talked about stories.
Happy on the spot.
Jeez. What is happening?
I get nervous anytime I get asked a math question. Today's Hottest Trending is sponsored by...
Hottest Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
All right, so Northwest is on a new song, and she's dropping some bars, you guys.
Really?
On fire in Japanese.
Oh, really? Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, FKA Twigs. She has a new song that she dropped late last week called Childlike Things, and it's featuring Northwest. And Northwest, she's like singing in Japanese. Graham, I know what you're thinking.
What?
That you hate it.
Well, it's not for me.
I know that's what you were thinking.
I was also thinking cultural appropriation, but interesting.
Yes.
Do we know what she's talking about?
The translation is, hello, my name is North, from California to Tokyo. Jesus the King. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the one and only true God. You need to know. So clearly Kanye wrote that for her.
Of course.
did it literally introduce herself and then go on a rant? I think
about Jesus.
I like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree here.
It did.
Said, hey, my name is, and then just straight into a rant. Nice.
Possibly unpopular opinion, but I'm actually here for North's music career. I saw Kanye post something, I want to say either last week or the week before, about how he's happy that North got him back into music. He was back in the studio and he was actually like working on beats and stuff, which I guess he hasn't done in a long time because he's so busy with his clothing brand and working on Yeezy and different designs and stuff. But he said that he's going to be working on an album for North.
Oh, really?
Which, I mean, I'm here for it.
Well, I mean, this country is founded on nepotism. Nepotism at its finest. True. We should celebrate
it. But wouldn't you do the same for your kids?
Yeah. Look, I would do anything for my kids. But I'm not going to, I wouldn't hand them the keys to everything. I feel like it doesn't make you a well-adjusted.
If I had it, my kids got it.
I agree.
I don't.
Like, teach them some lessons, but like, here you go.
Yeah. What's the point of being a Nepo baby? Like, what's the point of having parents that are rich and famous?
You can't just say yes to everything. Your kid doesn't get a sense of what real life is like.
But something like making an album for them, I mean, why make them struggle on their own?
Yeah, just sign them to their own record deal. You have the money to do that.
So you get my point.
And you can have their album be number one on all things because you can buy a gazillion copies of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then they'll be number one on the charts.
Thank you.
That's great.
Right, so you see my point.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yes. Graham, what do you have?
All right, I do want to give a quick update on the fires in Southern California, because guess what, you guys? They got some rain over the weekend, which is great, great news. Palisades Fire, 90% contained. Eaton Fire, 98% contained. And the Hughes Fire, which is the one that broke out last week and spread rapidly, 95% contained. So all those fires basically extinguished at this point and contained. And with that,
yay,
it wasn't a huge amount of rain. And they had, you know, there were some mudslides and stuff from happening. It wasn't a crazy amount of rain, but they will take it, because we know LA's had no measurable rain basically all of this entire winter. So thankfully they finally got some, and hopefully there's some more on the way. And then we can kind of put fire season, which we didn't think was, you know, mid-January was going to be the worst month for it all, finally put that to bed. All right, some kids, if you go to Solano Wiedemann, I hope I'm saying that right, Solano Wiedemann Leadership Academy in Vallejo, you don't have school today, and you probably don't have school all week because some copper theft happened in the building.
What is with the copper thievery as of late?
Well, copper is a valuable metal, and you bring it to the recycling place and you get some money for it. It's a quick way to score a few bucks, and the school doesn't have electricity because a bunch of their wiring and other things was all stolen by thieves over the weekend. They think it happened Friday night, or maybe early Saturday morning, and it's going to take a while, unfortunately, to get the school back up and running and everything powered back up and repaired. So they say likely the school's closure is going to last all week. So I guess good news if you're a kid.
Yeah, it's like blessing in disguise. You're out of school.
you're out of school. But come on, people.
That's
what are we doing?
Yeah.
Don't steal from a school. Come on. Steal from Selena's house. I'm sure there's plenty of good copper there.
Yeah. Who cares? It's not my house. I'm renting. Can't afford a house in this Bay Area. You know that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If the world was ending.
That's what you would want, Graham.
Next to me? Yeah, why not?
Ew, you guys are gross.
You guys, that's all Graham, right?
What are you talking
about?
That
was you saying, Virgin!
You guys were all thinking it.
No, I wasn't, actually. Oh. That is Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars on Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are the JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. So every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend, photos from home. They are posted, JV Morning Show. That's our Insta. Hey, you're not following us? What is wrong with you? Give us a follow. Check out our pictures. We'll go through each of them really quick. Mine is me and my daughter, Callie Wally.
Oh, cute. She getting married?
No, we went with my best friend, Jackie. She's getting married. And so she was checking out wedding dresses. And
are you the maid of honor?
We tagged along. I'm the matron of honor.
I was, for a second there, I was like, you're wearing some weird looking pants, but that's her shoe. There,
down. Yeah.
I didn't know
illusion.
I was like, this is not a camel toe. I don't know what kind of toe this is.
That's definitely my daughter's shoe. Yeah.
Oh.
It kind of blends into my pants now that I look at it.
It does.
Yeah.
I thought it was like yours was wearing like a little fake white mustache or something. Like, what
is that? Did she find the dress?
She did not say yes to the dress.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dang it.
She said no.
Oof,
how many did she try on?
A lot.
And how bored were you?
No, I wasn't bored.
And how much champagne did you have?
Yeah, how many mimosas did you turn down?
Zero. I mean, how many did you turn down? All of them.
Oh!
But I didn't drink any.
You
guys were asking me two different questions.
Wedding dress shopping with your friend is something you're excited about, or 10 minutes in you're like, this is, how long do I have to be here?
Well, for me,
takes a long time to get in and out of some of those.
Yes, I was excited.
The entire time?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering. Yeah. Jess, a similar sentiment? You would love to go sit there for 6 hours and watch somebody else try on dresses?
It's not 6 hours.
It's not 6 hours.
4 hours, sorry.
It's not 4 hours either.
Yeah, I like the experience. It's nice. But maybe don't take too long. Like, don't make it like 3 hours,
See,
four
most
hours.
Appointments are like a 1 hour thing. Like,
yeah,
it's
perfect.
Quick in and out. Try on as many as you can in that amount of time.
Which is like two, because they have to take, it takes so long to pin the thing up and get you fitted in there.
And then you walk out.
And then they stand in front of the mirror, and then everyone starts crying. Oh, finally,
yes.
She's starting to look like a real bride.
You've done
this
before.
Crap. She's standing there in a wedding dress.
You are so negative.
I know, it's part of the experience.
Yeah.
I've seen the shows. All right, mine's a picture of, and admire the craftsmanship, oohs and ahs, everybody. No, I made,
Ooh.
I spent.
You built that?
I spent, this is a picture of the entryway in our new house, and I spent the entire weekend building the table and then a matching bench on that are on opposite ends of our entryway. Oh, and you can see my dog Hambo in the background just being sad. And
Hambo looks sad. I was going to say, I can't focus on the furniture because of your sad, sad dog.
I think she's sleeping there, so let's pump the brakes.
Her eyes are open.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Back to the furniture.
Okay.
It looks so professional.
Thank you.
How did you do that?
Yeah. I saved a really big beam from the shell of an old house that we tore down on the property before we started building. And I thought, someday I'm going to make something out of that. And I really regretted saying that because that someday was this weekend. And that thing weighed like 1,000 pounds. And it was really hard for me to move around and make all the cuts on.
It looks so good.
And then I had to sand it for the better part of, I don't know, the entire weekend because it had been sitting outside for the past 3 years. And anyway, and I got it together, and I could barely lift the stupid things because they were so, so, so heavy. But got them in, into place, and I think they turned out really good. I'm very pleased. And look, it saved me. It cost me a box of screws and some sandpaper, and I didn't have to spend any money on. I mean, I'd spend the entire weekend. How much is your time worth? But I didn't have to spend any money on, you know, new furniture.
The other thing, your reflection.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Selena's got to zoom in and see what she's going to nitpick.
Can you see his feet?
Can you see my feet?
I can't see your feet. I just think it's giving like creeper vibes a little bit.
It's because feeling I haven't taken a picture in 20 years.
But how am I supposed to take a picture? We have a glass front door and it's giving a reflection vibes no matter what I do.
The other way from the door.
That'd be outside. Then I'd be outside in the cold, and it'd be free, and you wouldn't be able to capture both pieces of furniture they built into one picture.
I guess.
I knew you guys were going to zoom in. I see somebody's foot in the reflection, but I think it's my daughter's. It's not mine.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's not yours. Also, and it's why does it take you 2 hands to take a picture?
That's a good question.
You know, to hold up your phone, 2 hands.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I don't know why I was doing
that. Just giving you a hard time. Your picture.
Mine was at a dinner with friends and me with my Coca-Cola. You guys, Coca-Cola is like 10 times better in a bottle. I don't know what it is about it.
I agree with that.
But it just tastes so much better. And if I'm ever in a coma.
Was this before or after the cocktail?
I did not have any drinks. Okay. And I...
She looks something in this picture, right? You look a little drunk in this picture.
Wow, no, that's actually a very sober me. What are you saying? Are my eyes like...
Yeah, you look high
looking
or something.
Weird or something?
Yeah.
No. I was very much not high.
I'm kidding.
I love how this has turned into like everyone just trash talk the other people's pictures.
Right? Like zoom in.
I like this version.
I actually thought you guys were going to make fun of it. And I know I'm bringing it up and I'm setting myself up for you guys to make fun of it.
Little jacket.
Yeah, my crop jacket.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, what happened to the bottom half of your jacket?
It's supposed to be cropped on purpose.
You cut it off yourself?
No, I didn't. I bought it like that.
All right.
They pay full price, by the way.
Yeah, they should charge you half.
Should have been on sale.
All right. All of our photos, check them out. JV Morning Show on Instagram. Also, while you're there, don't forget to DM us your picture of your presets on the iHeartRadio app. You got to add Wild949 as your preset. Add the JV Show podcast as your other preset. Mm-hmm. Take a photo of that. Get it to us. And that's going to enter you to hang with us next weekend. For
big game watch party
at Dave & Buster's Milpitas. It's going to be a lot of fun, but you got to get us that screenshot to enter to win. We got a lot of people entering so far. We're going to be picking 2 people a day. Mm-hmm. But it could be you.
Yeah, but make sure that you have both presets on there because if you send
not just
the screenshot with just one, you're going to receive a message from me telling you to add another one.
Yes. Yep.